Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Minneapolis and Duluth recently entered the fray of U.S. cities either imposing plastic bag fees or adopting outright bans. One expert who tracks these policies says they could lead to more statewide laws. Mike Moen reports.
The two Minnesota ordinances were adopted as fees because the state legislature had already enacted a preemption law prohibiting plastic bag bans. Jenny Romer of PlasticBagLaws.org says despite roadblocks at the state level, cities will work around them. She points to Colorado as an example.
The Denver City Council just went forward with a 10-cent fee on all bags as well in order to get around that preemption on bans. And so they ended up with what we consider a very good policy by trying to get around preemption.
Romer says Denver's ordinance will be effective because it's a higher fee and applies to both plastic and paper bags, which should prompt customers to switch to reusable bags. She says the Minneapolis 5-cent fee has some teeth because it applies to both plastic and paper, while the Duluth ordinance covers only plastic bags. She points out that limited fees aren't as effective in changing consumer behavior.
That was Mike Moen reporting. Wisconsin farmers already feeling the impact of tariffs and low milk prices have been dealt a blow with a slow harvest season thanks to bad weather. According to WAOW television, USDA reports that shows corn and soybean harvests were 3 weeks behind the five-year average, which was one of the slowest harvest seasons in 40 years. Dairy farmer James Yedis of Ringle talked about the challenge.
It's been one of those years you just don't know. Every day is a new struggle with things.
Yedis relies on crops he grows to feed his cattle. 2019 was a wet year for Wisconsin, making conditions difficult in the field.
Snowed on the ground before it really froze, and snow is a great insulator. So it's making it very challenging, to say the least, to get harvested.
He hopes 2020 will be a better harvesting season. Three Marshfield High School teens are facing serious charges because they didn't want to go to class, Mike Leishner reports.
Bradley Hendrickson, Gage Plachetti, and Jared Rogenbauer were in a Wood County courtroom on Thursday, accused of masterminding a bomb threat. Officials say Rogenbauer wrote that a bomb would go off in the library, then reported the threat to police. He says both Plachetti and Hendrickson encouraged him to do so because they wanted to get out of class that day. All three face charges of making a terroristic threat and could spend up to 3.5 years behind bars. They've been released on bond and will return to court on January 8th.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. The state of Wisconsin wants to know if any former students from Madison's East High School have complaints about their past trips with the school's business club. East High's principal sent a note to parents earlier this month that says the Department of Justice is looking to whether students who have graduated were secretly filmed on their trips as well. Investigators are looking into complaints from students who say they found hidden cameras in their hotel rooms after a recent business trip to Minneapolis. An East High worker has been placed on leave in connection with the case, but there are not yet any arrests. And the Pepin County Sheriff's Office is investigating a crash between an SUV and an Amish buggy that injured two children and the horse. Deputies say a vehicle driven by Karen Sabelko of Durand rear-ended the buggy operated by Emma Hirschberger about 5:15 Thursday evening on a county road. Two of Hirschberger's seven children in the buggy and the horse pulling it suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The weather forecast for the rest of the day: look for skies to remain cloudy with a high near 29. Tonight, cloudy, low 15. Saturday, rain, snow, and freezing rain, likely before 3 p.m., then rain or freezing rain between 3 and 5 p.m., then freezing rain after 5 p.m. with a high near 34 degrees. New ice accumulation of less than a tenth of an inch possible, and about a half inch of snow. Then Saturday night, rain, maybe some freezing rain as well, with a low near 32. More rain on Sunday with a high near 40 degrees. Rain likely again Sunday night before changing over to snow. And then rain, snow, and freezing rain likely on Monday. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.